Welcome to Journey to Alignment, the podcast, where you come to learn about the journey it takes to fully lean into your purpose. I'm your host, Sam Harper, and founder of Sharper Advising. Together, we will learn about the beaten path and the methods it takes to be a trailblazer. Everyone's journey is different, and I want you to know that you're right on time and everything is falling into place. Your path doesn't have to look the same as anyone else's. When I'm rising, so are you. Let's get into it. Alice, my dear friend, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. You guys, Alex is one of these souls that shows up in the world in the most authentic, true way. Like, I don't know if she knows how to not be that. And our friendship and our journey started years ago when we were both going through life transition and kind of trying to figure ourselves out and both in the depths of our healing process. And I'm just so happy and honored to have you on the podcast to talk about your journey and where it started, where the missteps or the guided steps have been, and where you are right now. So
Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm so glad to be with you. I'm so glad that I've been able to go on this journey with you behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And happy to share in support of other people who are on their own journeys.
Yes, yes. You have so much wisdom to share. I can't wait for this to unfold. But start us off with, and we can take this in a couple different directions, but where did your quote-unquote journey start?
I think the big catalyst for everything changing was going through a divorce. I had been married for 10 years and it had, the last 3 years of that marriage were hard, and I knew that it was a possibility that we could be ending things. But when things finally ended was where I found myself kind of at square one, even though I was 33 years old and I had two kids, or I still have two kids, but I had a son that was still in diapers.
Yeah.
It was about almost two, and almost 5-year-old daughter at the time. And I was running my own business at the time. And so it was kind of like the rug was pulled out from underneath me. I honestly thought we were going to make it, but then we didn't. And so it was kind of one of those, here we go. I got to figure this out on my own now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we can relate. We've had this conversation a lot about that journey to rebuild after divorce. And I've heard this phrase before, like starting at square one. And I know what that feels like, but practically, like, what does that mean? Because I think some people who are listening,
yeah,
are gonna feel like they're in square one. Mm-hmm. And what does that look like? What does that feel like when you're there?
I mean, at the time, that was my rock bottom. So I think we like to use that term sometimes when we really feel like we're in despair, where you're actually asking the big, big questions in life. What is my purpose in this life, and how am I going to be like, where you could care less what you're wearing that day or if how your friend's day went. You're really wondering and pondering, do I want to live? This pain is so great.
Mm-hmm.
I can't breathe. And I just need to make it to the next moment. It's those, if anyone that is listening is right there, I think that what I would say now, what I wish I could have told myself then, was you're in the perfect place. Square one is the perfect place for you. And it's not that I celebrate the tragedy that cause or whatever has happened to get to that point, whether it's addiction, whatever.
Yeah.
But this is where the magic happens, to lean into the pain. And so really for me, I think society kind of minimizes divorce now because it's so commonplace, but I think what people don't realize is, and I know you know this to your core, but you know, all of a sudden financially, I had to figure something else out. My health had deteriorated because I'd gone through such stress. I was diagnosed with 3 autoimmune diseases at the time with no health insurance because my provider of health insurance was then gone. So I was running my own business. And so obviously it's expensive. I was at a crossroads for what to do to provide for myself and for my kids. I wasn't sure if I could stay in this home. So my shelter, my basic needs were threatened. You know, it's not that I was necessarily running out of food, and not to equate myself to that, but you're wondering, how do I continue providing this source of food and provision, and where do I live? And a role was stripped from me. I'm no longer a wife. Having to parent and do everything yourself, having to reevaluate every single thing in my life. I was more than interdependent in my marriage. I was codependent. And so we're also recognizing that I had a lot of healing to do because my identity had been wrapped up in somebody else.
Right. Yeah. And what I'm hearing, and I've experienced this too, like when we start off, and it's so inspiring. Thank you for setting us up straight with like square one. For one, that's so inspiring to know and hear from you. Like, that is the perfect place to be. That is where the magic happens. I know that was true for me. It didn't feel like it in that moment. It felt like the worst place to be and like the worst timing. Like timing never feels right, but timing is always right.
Yes.
It's hard to see that. So thank you so much for providing us with some inspiration and hope if you're finding yourself in square one. And in this journey of rebuilding is detaching titles and labels and coming back to your core, figuring out who you are again, and not calling yourself a wife or re-identifying, giving yourself like a new title of a single mom or a solopreneur, whatever that looks like. And It's really hard to step into a new role that you didn't necessarily want.
I think that's the biggest hurdle. Is that if you find yourself at square one by means of something you never wanted, like so your partner left or someone passed away, things that are outside of your control, and it's caused you to be, I think that's the most frustrating thing. We want to feel in control and that everything was by our choice. But the reality is we are motivated to avoid pain, right? And yet pain is like the biggest catalyst for change. And so now, 4 years out, for those listening, I'm 4 years out from that moment, almost to the day. It was like July 3rd. I call it my own Independence Day. I'm like, I would never have chosen that. And yet it's the best thing that has ever happened to me. And not only that, my ex-husband, I remember calling him up one day and telling him, thank you. I don't think I could have ever said those words at that time. No, I'm so mad.
No way.
It's the best thing though. And I, there are a lot of things that mistakes that were made on both of our parts, but I will applaud him for recognizing that there were just mistakes that couldn't be fixed and we couldn't get past that. And choosing and being honest in the most authentic way he possibly could. And I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But it did leave me to figure that out for myself. So it's been 4 years and I think I'm pretty close, but I will say I'm still growing.
That's part of the journey is I think journey has like multiple layers to it, right? And so we get through one phase and that feels like a journey in and of itself. Like I look back 3 years ago when I got my divorce and that feels like a lifetime ago. I don't even look the same.
No, you don't.
I've transformed in so many different ways that in and of itself, that container of that relationship was a journey.
Yeah.
And I think coming out of that, and I hear you doing this too, is like, now you're on the next phase of the journey, which has been a healing process. And I'm so interested in sharing and hearing about, sharing with the community who's listening, what were some of the things that helped you heal?
Yes. Just want to like fully support what you just said. It is in stages. I think there is a major deconstruction stage. And then once you're stripped, sitting in that, observing that, and then piecing it back together. But I think recognizing that piecing back together isn't going to create what was, it's going to create something new. Kind of like if you had this beautiful vase and you shattered it, and then you put all the pieces back together to make another vase, it'll probably be just as beautiful, but look totally different and not in a broken way. I don't know. I guess that's not the best analogy, but
yeah, something of life, you know, the mosaic, like, it does create, like, these broken pieces do create something that's so beautiful, and there's different dimension to it.
Yes.
I see you.
Yes. And you're not going to walk around, you don't have to be this stereotype of walking around with a chip on your shoulder. If something tragic happened to you, it can be full, and you can be whole and even be beyond what maybe you were. And I think that that kind of magic or curiosity and mystery in this healing process is really, really important, is to just kind of approach it with open hands. Is probably the most, an open mind, open heart, open body. That openness is a really big component to the healing process, and I think accelerating it. What I've found is I'm my own barrier to my healing process.
Wow. Yeah.
And if you're ready to go on the journey, the most important thing is to get out of your own way and to get curious. And so a big part of my healing journey in the beginning was, well, absolutely, it was holistic in the sense of, like, I had needed physical wellness, spiritual and emotional wellness. I needed it on all sides because my life was just blown up. And talk therapy was really where I started working. I already had a therapist, but really digging deeper into that. Mm-hmm. And I paired that with taking a year and a half pretty much of just being alone. Like, I didn't jump into other relationships to fill the loneliness. I kind of sat in the loneliness for me, because abandonment was a big wound of mine. Mm. If I could find communion and connectivity with myself and with the universe or God, however you want, your higher power, and find joy in single motherhood, then really, if I could lean into that, those places, that was going to be what was going to create security, that I was really getting that security through a person and through a status.
Wow.
So I started there, but I will say my with autoimmune stuff, I started going on like a physical wellness journey. I had so much anxiety, and I was dealing with panic attacks due to trauma, because in my marriage, there was a lot of infidelity and gaslighting. And so I definitely got specialists involved and started an exercise program in conjunction with that. But I will say, in that advocacy of my own healing, it's really evolved to be even more multifaceted. I now go to acupuncture on top of talk therapy, because my body's, even though I'm well mentally and spiritually in these days, my body still remembers a lot of the trauma.
Right. Yeah.
So it's kind of been like each thing that's built or like peeled, I don't even know, like as I'm being shaped, new things surface, and then I realize I need support in a different way. But if you told me that I was going to be exploring acupuncture, or if I was going to go to a sound bath, or these things back 4 years ago, I would have thought, that's not going to help me. That's not what I need right now. But it was totally what I needed.
Yes, the healing journey is a mysterious one.
Yeah.
Because when we're coming out of this scarcity place and our body is in that, the body is so wise for one. It knows when to protect us. And sometimes it protects us too well and it prevents us from healing in the moment because we're trying to survive. And what that ends up doing is it manifests in illnesses or autoimmune diseases. And then it's like, okay, now we need to address a lot of things. We need to address our mental health, our physical health, our spiritual health, all of the things. And so it's really encouraging to hear that you took ownership of your healing and that you're open to alternative methods of healing and how that's all helping catapult you now into such a beautiful, healthy place. The other thing too is like when you're coming out of a codependent relationship, that in and of itself is that's who you thought you were.
Yep.
Intertwined and sewn together and cut from the same cloth with this person. And when that's taken away, it really is like, it's jarring on the entire system of who am I without that? And to lean into your healing journey is so courageous. I really do believe that it takes a lot of courage to step into that because healing is painful.
Mm.
It's hard to see those dark parts of us because we have choices in all of it, you know, and I just commend you for stepping into that and being brave to look at all of the dark parts and layering on and being an advocate for your own health. Like that's incredible because nobody else is going to do it for you.
No. And I think that's, I'm kind of for better, or for worse. I think usually our best attributes are usually are also our worst. So I would say people often describe me as pretty gritty and resilient and a woman of perseverance and these things, which I love those parts of me. But unfortunately, those parts of me are what tend to keep me functioning, over-functioning, and tend to make me want to do everything on my own and not ask for help.
Yeah.
So I look back and I realize that prior to everything blowing up, I was really trying to do everything in my power to fix things and even change my environment externally. And what I needed to do was let go and pause. And unfortunately, it just all had to be taken for me to let go. I think God, the universe just knew this was what was best for me and my kids. But the hardest part in the healing journey has been to not look at healing as like an equation of 1 + 1 = 2.
Right.
It just doesn't work that way. We want to look at medicine that way in the traditional sense too, that if I just go to this doctor, then they'll solve this issue. But I didn't realize how much my mind, my heart, my all of these things work together. And so it really is shifting our thinking to healing and wellness, which I know you are such an advocate for, to this holistic perspective of being so in tune with yourself to go and operate from the inward outward to say, this isn't really working. It's okay. What do I need? Okay. My chest is still tight. I'm doing this. Maybe I should try this.
Right.
Or maybe that. And I remember going to having a solo adventure for myself. I went to Encinitas. And it's my first time traveling alone for fun. And I ended up at this coffee shop with this gal that I had connected with on Instagram. And I thought we were just going to kind of connect over our divorce stories kind of a thing, like similar places. And I remember getting there and I'm about to buy this coffee. We're at Panikin Coffee. And she said, don't buy that. And I said, why? You're like, aren't we here to get coffee? She said, well, are you ready to be healed? It was so weird. And
wow,
it was like, I looked at her and I said, yeah. And she said, okay, well, come with me first. And I was so open. This sounds crazy. My mom would probably freak out if she heard the story. She had this little hut nearby, and she specialized in Reiki. Oh. And I didn't know anything about that. And I thought, I'm open and I'm here and she wants to heal me and I want to be healed. Let's do this. So I go into this hut and there's like crystals hanging down in this like quiet little space. And I lay down and it looked like I was going to get like a massage.
Right.
But she's like, no, just lay down and close your eyes. And that's all you need to do. Yeah, just be, and I'll take care of the rest. I've never had a more transformative healing experience in my life than that moment.
Wow.
I had visions. It sounds crazy, but it's not. It's very real.
This feels crazy to me. I'm all about this. So
I know. But at the time I would have like poo-pooed it and like that's too woo-woo for me, you know? But I was so open to it. And I was so open to a woman who'd known this pain in her own way, who wanted to bring love and healing into my life. Mm-hmm. And give me this gift. And so I thought, I'm going to try it this way. And she seems just as confident as my therapist over here or my doctor over here. So I'm going to try it. And I did. And I had a crazy spiritual awakening and experience just laying on that table. And she didn't even touch. She just laid hands on me in different parts of my body. And my whole body left tingling and I was transported so that when I woke up, I remember saying, did you know this was going to happen? And she said, no. She said, I have had many people lay here and some people don't have anything happen.
Wow.
And some people have the most incredible experiences. She said, what stands in the way of that is usually whether the person is open to receiving it. And to this day, that moment and those visions that I had that were just for me, I believe, have continued to guide my choices. And I continue to go back to it in the moments where I feel chaotic or feel like I don't know what to do. It's like such a guide for me. And I would never have done that had I not been on a journey and, again, just being open to however life can heal me. And there's just so many ways.
There are so many ways. So many ways. For one, like, energy is everything. Mm-hmm. And energy excites us. It puts us in fight or flight. It calms us. It's ever present in everything that we do. And allowing yourself to trust your own energy and believe that there's more is so beautiful. And stepping, you say this often, like stepping on the other side of fear.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what's going to catapult you into like the next part of the journey, the layers and awakening. And so we just never know. We just never know. And it's hard to be open when you've been hurt. It's mm-hmm. hard to be open when you're on a path you didn't necessarily choose. It's hard to be open when you've been open and been crushed. And it's just so encouraging to hear that you continue to keep yourself open. And I know that that is true for you now. Your heart is so open. I look to you often to see like, what's Alex saying, what's she doing, how is she sharing right now, because I need to take notes, because I find myself in places where life is starting to change and make shifts, and it's scary to share. And you do such a beautiful job of sharing where you're at, like in that moment, and being really transparent with what's going on. And just thank you so much for doing that. We need more people like you. Please don't ever stop sharing your story. You're an incredible storyteller. And I'm just so excited to see like where this next phase of life is taking you. And we talked a little bit about maybe like, I would say like the missteps in the journey, but where are you finding yourself on the path right now?
Ooh, well, I feel today, which I'm learning to kind of share from what I know in the moment and just being so present. That's been like a learning how to rest and be and experience life in the fullness of the moment has been like a big place of growth for me. And so that's where I am trying to be right now. I'm just trying to be mindful and be notice everything and be like a good student of me and what's around me. Today I feel so whole, and there's not a single thing on, sure, I have wants, but as far as the needs in my life, they are all met. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad to know that they're met from within and from above. Yeah. And everything just feels like bonus. Mm-hmm. It hasn't been easy getting to this point either. Like, I don't want anyone listening to think, okay, well, if I just prioritize this, and this, it's all going to come together seamlessly. There have been, obviously no one expected COVID. I've had three, four different jobs in 4 years, which is kind of crazy. I've really had to kind of try things and then choose something different and be okay with the fact that I'm choosing different and that I'm in process.
Yeah.
So where you find me today is I actually just accepted a new job. I was running my own business and that was great. And I was a creator and all that. And then I've worked now at an agency and then been a creative director and a marketing director. And now I'm actually going to be a senior vice president of brand marketing for a company here in Arizona, which is insane. I didn't even realize I had such a passion for being actually in more of a traditional workplace setting and to help pave a way for women in leadership in executive roles. I'm so jazzed by that. I had no idea that was in me. I thought I was just entrepreneur forever. And my kids are so great. They're just happy, and they even started getting therapy and support for their journeys. And I'm such an advocate for their wellness.
Yes, yes, yes. Same.
I'm in a relationship with an amazing man, and we're on the journey together. And I think that that's been such a, there's healing to be had in relationship too. Like, as far as like, you want to explore other areas, I would say being in relationship and dating and all that, that's been a part of my healing journey. It's also hurt, but that pain, you know, has been a good motivator. But this relationship has just been very free and open and honest to grow. And like, we hold it openly, knowing that since we both have been divorced, what if it might not work out, but today it serves us. And so today we're here. I've never been in a relationship like that. I've been in a relationship of like, are we getting married? Yes. Okay. You know, it's not like that anymore.
Yeah. There's so much curiosity. You were saying like, stay open and stay curious. And everything that you're saying about where you're at right now is because you've stayed curious and open. Like, you thought you were going to be an entrepreneur, and now you have this amazing job. Congratulations, by the way, that is so exciting. But that's for staying curious on a different perspective, different opportunity, different lifestyle even. and staying curious and open in your relationship, that in and of itself is so difficult, especially when you're on your own healing and he's probably doing some of his own healing. And so then combining those healing journeys together, like, woof, it's a lot of dynamics.
It is. And I think it's when you start putting expectations of to have arrived already or to have met this point or bit, like defined this. It's when you start putting, at least for me, when I start doing that for me, it's when the anxiety tends to show up because I'm trying to achieve and force. And like you said, timing is everything. And the magic is in the waiting.
It is. Oh my gosh, it is.
Not in the moment of receiving what you have been, you know, desiring or manifesting or praying, however you want to phrase that. It's not, yes, that is such an amazing moment to like sit in. But if I look back on the most magical moments of my life, it's not when I received the amazing job offer. It's like the grit and the process in getting there.
Yes.
So I think that I hope that 4 years from now, if we're having this conversation again, I'm really excited to see who I am then. I think we have different versions of ourselves throughout our lives.
We absolutely do.
Yeah. And this idea of reinvention and growth is like a really beautiful thing. It's like we as humans can do it more than one time. It's not like a butterfly that only goes through their process once. Mm-hmm. We have the ability to do this more than once if we want to. Heck, Madonna figured it out, you know? yeah. So
too is like, I think that we get so stuck on having to be one thing that prevents us from exploring so many different parts of us. And even if it doesn't stick, at least we tried it and you probably learned something. Maybe it was fun and exciting. Maybe you failed, but you fail forward and you learn more about yourself. And the journey's just never over.
It's not. And I will say one thing I realized that has been a big contributor to this freedom to do that is the right people in my life. Mm-hmm. So I will say that you're one of them. I know we have some shared mutual friends, but like having people in your inner circle, like that one by one sheet of paper that you can fit only so many names on.
Yes.
My people, they are all in the journey with me. And even if they might not understand every aspect of my journey, they hold space for me and they show up for me. And that community and knowing you have that support gives you the freedom to fail forward.
Yeah.
And I don't think that we're meant to do everything alone. I think we are as humans meant to do it in relationship. But I also know that I've had some pretty bad relationships and some relationships that have held me back from that or relationships that I experienced a lot of shame from, for thinking differently or being curious. And so I know that a big reason why I also look very different than I did 4 years ago is I've had to let go of some of those relationships and create a safer space for me.
Yeah. One of the hardest parts I've experienced from hearing you say too is allowing relationships to serve its purpose and let go, you know, that continuation of letting go and not holding too tight, because when you hold too tight or have expectations, then it causes the anxiety.
Yeah.
Sometimes people are just in our lives for a certain time, yeah, a season or a reason, you know, yeah, and it's okay to honor what that relationship looked like and that it doesn't have to hold on for the rest of the journey, for the rest of your life, for the next step. I often tell friends or my clients that I work with too is like, in the spiritual awakening, in your rebuilding of yourself, there's always a point of wilderness, mm-hmm, where you're in it alone, and it's dark and it's lonely, but then you fall in love with yourself.
Yeah.
And you create space in that moment for the people who aren't meant to be in your life to organically find their way out. It doesn't have to be a confrontation. It doesn't have to be something bad. It just, it served its time and purpose. But to create space for you to come back to yourself and to call in the people who are going to be with you in that next part, to hold space, to be your cheerleaders, to see you, like see your soul, see your love, see your heart.
I think that that's still what I'm working through, is this piece of valuing my own opinion and knowing myself and trusting myself above what somebody else says. I'm a recovering people pleaser. And, you know, I think that I had not learned how to really trust myself, that I was still ashamed of words or phrases, you know, thinking I'm too much or too this or too that, and making that a part of my identity, instead of I had to really work through each piece of the lies or narratives that I was holding on to and rewrite them or completely reject them. It's really hard to do that when a lot of voices are talking at you at once. And so it is that loneliness that's, I think, a requirement for the healing journey. Same. In order to get quiet. I think you even posted today, like there's beauty in silence. Yes. So that when I'm silent, those voices tend to get louder. And then I can either claim what's true or I can reject what's not. And even with this new job thing, I realized I do take up space.
Yes, you do.
And maybe I take up more than the average person. Is that bad or wrong? No.
No way.
Why does someone maybe say that? Because maybe they're not taking up their own space, or maybe I put myself into a space that is too small, and I chose that for myself because I didn't recognize what I needed. So I think that's also owning my own judgments about myself, my own shame. I'm still on this journey of reclaiming my power and my worth, and unapologetically so.
Yes.
Because I don't want to lose people, because it does hurt to let them go. But it is true. If at the end of the day, you know, when I go to sleep at night, no one else is worrying about my children like the same way I am, and the legacy that I want to live. And I want to live beyond myself. I'm going to die one day, but I have work to do. Yeah. I have work to do while I am here, and I want to change things. And I want to live into this purpose and this higher calling that I know that I'm here for. And so I can't waste my time with this now. I am 37 years old, and I know I have a lot of life left, but I also don't know if I have a lot of life left. It's just not worth it.
It is not. And you know what? I just want to say one thing about that is like saying like, I have a lot of things to do. I have a lot of purpose. And I want to just validate and affirm that like you're already doing it.
It's true.
You're already changing everything. You're changing people's lives. You've changed my life. You've changed my heart, and I just adore you and I love you, and you're right on track. You are in perfect timing, and you do have so much more to offer and give. Whenever I hear that phrase of like, you're too much, you know, for one, like I don't listen to that anymore, but also I'm like, if I hear somebody say that it's, that comment's been made to them, I'm like, no. I say, more please. You're not too much. More please. Like, let me see more. Let me see more of you. Keep giving us your heart. Keep showing us what you're sent here to do, because you have been divinely gifted and sent here for such a big purpose. And I just am so happy to be alongside you and looking up to you, because you are such an inspiration, and I just absolutely love you. And it's been beautiful to see both of us kind of,
like, I know,
this journey, you know.
I feel like I need to flip so I can just, you know, celebrate you right now, because I receive everything. But I mean, as anyone that's listening, that's following you knows, but maybe you're new, I mean, Sam is the real deal. This woman is brilliant. I don't think she talks about how brilliant she is enough. Maybe it doesn't look good on social. I don't know. But I mean, I think your journey, your own personal journey, and all the things you've overcome have been, it's a mountain for sure. Oh, yeah. And with deep valleys. Mm. But I always like to say, you know, mountains without valleys are just plateaus. Girl, like, you are, like, I mean, so multifaceted because of all the journeys, the collective journey, but all the different roads you've taken to get there. I feel like you're so accepting and see the world in a way that we all need to look at the world. And that's why I'm really glad this podcast exists. Healing doesn't have to be one path. It is many paths. And we have to start changing this narrative. I know you're doing this, but we all have to collectively look at healing our whole selves.
Yeah.
And not just a Western mindset, in like this whole, all parts of ourselves that are intrinsic, and get curious and be an explorer. You're an ultimate explorer. You're the enthusiast, right? Oh. You're a 7 on the Enneagram, if we still are into that these days.
I am. Thank you so much for all those kind words too, by the way. I wish I could just reach through here and hug you and squeeze you. We will see each other soon.
Yes.
Soon. But it's been such an honor to have you on the podcast. Can you share with everybody where we can find you?
Yes. So you can follow my journey. I mainly post on Instagram, but I am in many places. AVE Styles is my handle, and my name is, I'm changing my name, by the way. So my name is Alex Bayless, but I've also been known as Alex Evian in my past life. So.
And there is to changing titles and identities and growing to the most authentic part of you. I'll have all of that linked down in the description, but oh my gosh, Alex, I love you so much. Thank you so much for being so open and sharing parts of your journey. And you're absolutely right. The journey is messy and there's a lot of different roads on it. So thank you for being so encouraging. This was fire. I can't wait to hear all the feedback from people who are gonna listen to this, because this was incredible. So thank you so much. And I'm sure we'll have you back on, because this is so good.
Yeah, I'm happy to, and good luck to anyone listening on your journey. Happy to be a support and champion to anyone listening. So,
yes, thank you, girl. Thank you for listening to this episode of Journey to Alignment. Don't forget to share your favorite takeaways on Instagram and leave a 5-star review. Until next time, friends, I rise, you rise.